And out upon the narrow rail that overhung the furnace, Rout's doubts came upon him again. Was it wise to be here? If Horrocks did know everything, do what he would, he could not resist a violent trembling. Right underfoot was a sheer depth of 70 feet. It was a dangerous place. They pushed by a truck of fuel to get to the railing that crowned the place. The reek of the furnace, a sulfurous vapor streaked with pungent bitterness, seemed to make the distant hillside of Hanley quiver. The moon was riding out now from among a drift of clouds, halfway up the sky above the undulating wooded outlines of Newcastle. The steaming canal ran away from below them under an indistinct bridge and vanished into the dim haze of the flat fields towards Burslem. "That's the cone I've been telling you of," shouted Horrocks. "And below that, 60 feet of fire and molten metal, with the air of the blast frothing through it like gas and soda water." Rout gripped the handrail tightly and stared down at the cone. The heat was intense. The boiling of the iron and the tumult of the blast made a thunderous accompaniment to Horrocks' voice. But the thing had to be gone through now. Perhaps, after all. In the middle, bawled Horrocks, temperature near 1,000 degrees. If you were dropped into it, flash in a flame like a pinch of gunpowder in a candle. Put your hand out and feel the heat of his breath.